G'day guys, welcome to this week's Weekly Developer Update. I'm CW and joining me once again we have Armenio. How are you, mate?
Doing pretty well. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's always a good time of the week to jump in and go through these updates. One thing that sort of piqued my interest this week was the indexing by Fanta and sort of Kushti reviewing all that sort of stuff. Is that something that you can elaborate on, mate?
Sure, I'll give you a pretty simple overview. It'll in right now in Ergo, right? We have the kind of full node that stores the state of the blockchain. And oftentimes if people want to like scan or interact with the chain itself, they need to use the Explorer, which you can kind of look as a wrapper that can make calls to the chain and various requests, right?
Yeah.
The difficulty with that is it becomes a bit centralizing, right? There's no, let's say, incentive beyond like supporting your own application to actually run a full Explorer instance. So what happens is, it gets somewhat centralized, right? The Ergo Foundation runs a couple of instances. There are applications out there that run Explorer instances, but the public infrastructure there ends up carrying a lot of weight, right? And so having the ability to kind of have a extra index and make API calls on top of the node gives people that are running the full node some, limited capability to read, interact, search, make calls to kind of the state of the chain, which will be really interesting once we get into kind of the NepoPow aspect of our roadmap, where you have the ability to rapidly sync an ultralight client, and if there's an indexer associated with that, you also have some ability in a pretty light computational environment to have some ability to actually interact with the state of the chain. So pretty cool stuff. It's one of those things where when you're talking about decentralization, let's say in practical terms, a lot of the times you are talking about like compression and ways to make things lighter and more efficient. And sometimes there's like let's say that's in conflict with performance to some degree, right? You can look at blockchains themselves that, are, they just have very heavy requirements that many users, can't really be a validator on because, you'd need gigabit internet and, more RAM than I care to pay for. And, it's true. You can kind of get performance that way, but we have to ask the question in terms of like light computational environments, how cool would it be? To be able to run a full node with the same, ultralight client that has the same assumptions as a full node on something like your smartwatch, and be able to also make calls to the blockchain, from that type of environment. I know, I think it was Soizor who was saying, what if we were to run this on a refrigerator?
Your washing machine or your refrigerator, anything that's like the Internet of Things.
Yeah, the blockchain. So it's really an interesting arena to move into. Like I would say this is kind of the first instance of an index on top of the node. So I wouldn't say it's probably like the endpoint, but rather kind of the first step in a potential journey of, what is possible. And what that does is it actually distributes computational power and kind of empowers users without needing to trust other infrastructure, which is, kind of core to, first principle of the blockchain. So, I think decentralizing the Explorer is probably one of the core things that needs to happen, and this is a really nice step in that direction.
It's great to hear, like you said, with the running of that central central well, it's a server, isn't it? Right, that's running the instant of the explorer of the sorry, I'm just getting myself tangled up here, of the explorer itself, distributing all that sort of stuff, running things locally, having that sort of local computation and things, being able to index the blockchain and all that sort of stuff. And you did mention Nipper Powers, and another sort of exciting aspect sort of that goes along with that is the UTXO set snapshot as well. So that's coming along nicely, it seems, as well.
Yeah, so we're getting to the point of, you know, more rapid sync like clients. And, you know, the truth is, I actually run a couple explorers, you know, one of the hosts. And it would be nice to not have to pay that bill every month. So, you know, I have a certain economic incentive to decentralize myself.
Yeah, exactly. Not cheap to run as well. Yeah. All right, mate. Well, let's jump into the weekly update. So kicking off this week, we have a Grand Gambit. So they're still working on Fast Plays, which is about 80% completed. They're adding an auto refund option in case a play bugs and it doesn't start. Also in talks with a Flux manager to list Flux token on the site. So aka them giving Flux tokens to the treasury. That's pretty exciting as well.
Yeah, very nice. Looks like next we have Scala Hub. Looks like he's been working on Dexy and put in some minor fixes in contracts. It looks like the latest test for Extract to the Future operation is what he's been working on.
Good to see that coming along. Next up, we have Luavatra and Padaya. They're not much news on his side besides what they're working on it on Padaya itself. One big thing is that Cheese Enthusiast is using some of his precious time to make an early review of the contracts. So that'll help out a lot of them a lot when they're finishing them up to get ready for their MVP. And Pratia, which is the NFT sales backend, the backend looks to be ready for beta. Front end's being integrated. It's built using Scala and the AppKit, but using a data source that uses Donatis instead of the Explorer. That speeds things up a lot, especially helpful for dusty wallets. And once the node can handle what is needed, they expect that they will make the switch to the node only.
That's pretty sweet. Yep. All right. Next, we have Morphic. Looks like he's been working on the Sigma State Interpreter. He's been reviewing comments and has been going through to upgrade the support to Scala version 2.13. And then Sigma can be used from Scala 3 projects. It's a pretty nice core update. There's some issues with publishing DBox release, waiting for some assistance with Kushti, and that's on the ScoreX side. Looks like with Ergo, he's reviewed some PRs. Next up, he's going to prepare the next Sigma PR for review, publish the DBox release in Sigma version 5.0.4. Once pull 8.15 is approved.
It looks like there's a fair bit of activity on that sort of ScoreX side lately, getting through a number of issues and PRs. Next up, we have Pushti on the protocol and node development side. He's extracted another and now bigger chunk of code from bootstrapping with the UTXO. You can jump on there. It's pool 1940. We're working on bootstrapping with Nipper Powers. The logic's mostly done, and as well as a couple of initial testing. He's reviewing pool 1859. That'll be merged into a node version 5.0.7. Made a new issue on header timestamp coming from the future sometimes. I was not too sure why that's happening as yet. He's documented the Ergo header format. That's a nice read if you want to jump on there. It's on the Ergo forum. It's just doing some reviews in Sigma and Scripto, etc. And then on other matters, he's updated the Dexy white paper a little bit. I checked contract updates and performed a couple of new tests, made some modeling code for Chaincache over the weekend. He's checking the Sigma O contract, but it's quite involved. And he's also preparing another forum post on KYA this time.
Awesome.
Something we kind of speak at length about on Hash It Out and various other channels like the AMA and things.
Yeah, it'll be fun to have him dig into assumptions. I think that will kind of be a solid educational base for a lot of people, where it's a kind of a new concept. All right, next we have Green Hat. Looks like the Sigma Rust team and Muhammad are digging into enabling weak reference support in Sigma Rust. Looks like with this project, he's finished the data point source redundancy, making requests async and aggregate multiple sources into a single data point. Work in progress is adding the Bitpanda source for XAU USD and calculate the gold to ERG price with CoinCap. Next is to make a release and start testing the governance and the ERG gold pool on testnet. He's encouraging everyone interested in running their own pool to start one. He documented the steps he took when he started the pool on testnet. And so he's dropped how to bootstrap on the GitHub. The current progress towards the release is tracked in the roadmap as always.
Yep, just ticking along there, aren't they?
Yep.
The week. As you can see, all the links there. And here we are with Banta. So this is pretty significant. It's what we touched on the top of the weekly update. So he's finished the rollback implementation and tests, as Kushi wrote. The PR will be merged shortly from the PR. The added optional indexing to the node, which uses a separate extra database for portability. It can be enabled by setting the ergo.node.extraindex property to true in the configuration file. And then you can see the new API endpoints in blockchain listed below. And then there are also a few minor changes due to the improvements made in the database insertion. So I encourage everyone to jump on there and check all that out.
Yeah. I think we've got to scroll down a little bit and get to Ilya.
Yep, there we are.
Looks like Spectrum is working on their consensus protocol for the Spectrum network. The Spectrum Finance on Ergo, they've been testing liquidity mining bots, the Ergo node feedback processing. For Spectrum Finance on Cardano, the Cardano node feedback processing. The SPF token is notoriously a work in progress, according to Gaza. That's soon, so everybody prepare yourselves, because I think soon is sooner than people expect soon to be. The backend looks like they're testing the Ergo Analytics version 2. On the front end, the IDO page, claim SPF page is a work in progress. And the IDO contribution round is a work in progress. It looks like ErgoPad's busy these days with their launches. It was good to see.
Yeah, just pumping them out, which is great. And yeah, if anyone wants to know anything more about the SPF token, by all means, reach out to Gaza. He's a wealth of knowledge. Okay, so next up we have HQ and ErgCube. So he's changed the video content portal UI. So it now has last viewed, history, sort by rating, etc. And also sort videos by content creators, which is pretty cool, and categories. Simplified a way to list votes. Guests can list their projects on ErgCube now, and Sigmanauts or admins can approve. Same for the calendar. And has added Sky Harbor on the sales NFT to NFT artist cards. So on the calendar itself, it's not a traditional calendar as you would expect. It's more of a listing of events sort of thing, what's happening in the ecosystem as a whole. So if anyone wants a little snapshot there, by all means, jump over and check it out. Scrolling down, we have Blitz.
All right, so it looks like Mick is still focusing on the card character art. Looks like they're now up to 75% complete, which is 128 out of 170. Looks like artwork is the most expensive part of Blitz, so it will be good for both Mick and the project. Once it's wrapped up, funds can then be diverted into other things like marketing, etc. The game coding continues. Our partner team is working on matchmaking, and in his free time, looks like he's tuning up the deck builder, looking for a collab between us and your favorite gnome soon. I think that actually dropped today, Thursday. So I'm glad to see some, you know, ecosystem engagement. That's kind of neat, bringing NFT artists into a card game.
Yeah, uniquely sort of gnomey, if you want to put it like that. Boat has a distinct style there, and definitely fits right in there. So yeah, some, if you want to check that out, head over to Twitter. So next up we have Captain Nemo, and then on the fleet side they've added token burning test and working on the plugin authoring documentation. And Sigma 5, they've added token lending support, added asset price rates displaying, added collateral loan ratio badge, and they're polishing the UI. Looks like a little bit more scrolling. And we have Lithos.
All right, looks like Cheese is saying that he's still working on the mutations library. That's composable off-chain code. For those of you that don't know, with Paideia, he started reviewing the contracts. It's great to see Cheese hop in there and help with Paideia DAO. And it looks like he's got COVID again, so things have slowed down a little bit. I hope you feel better, Cheese.
Yeah, get better soon, mate. We don't want moldy cheese. So next we have MG Pi and Ergo Sapiens. So on the contracts, just performing some testing on the off-chain side, working on the off-chain component, and then just general, there's some mining side. So made a Python CLI tool under Rekler's request to consolidate mine funds from node to a wallet. That can be pretty handy as well, because multiple little transactions can get quite dusty. So being able to sort of consolidate all those UTXOs, pretty handy little utility. And finally, it looks like we have a non-real and the auction house.
All right. So it looks like with the auction house, they've improved the grid size for auction, artwork, and collection cards. Users can choose between small and large cards. The small cards are useful for quick scrolls. Looks like they fixed a bug in the price shown for Dutch and fixed price auctions on their cards. Fixed a bug in search UI, which causing the wrong results on the backspace. A small adjustment's been done to the way they store empty royalty settings. They now correctly store empty royalties as an empty list on chain. Looks like they've redirected the user wallet page, the login, whenever they are needed to be logged in. For example, minting can be done after connecting to a user's wallet, or when the user clicks on the like button while their wallet is not connected. And it looks like dark mode heavily improved and debugged last week by one of the front-end devs. So those of you that like dark mode, looks like Auction House has you covered soon. You're a dark moder?
Definitely, 100%. Especially at stupid o'clock in the morning when you're waking up and it's 3-4 o'clock in the morning. You don't want to be browsing bright white websites.
Yeah, I'm usually just lazy enough to go default, to be honest.
All right, mate. Well, that sort of sums up this weekly developer update. Is there any sort of last words? What piqued your interest in that one?
I think having an index on the node is going to be probably the most interesting long-term development, because it creates a nice kind of redundancy around the Explorer. And I think that as that potentially evolves, you know, we may even see dApps, you know, being able to, you know, interact with that, use that as kind of a instance instead of the Explorer. And I hope that one day I don't have to pay to host some.
Yeah, it's an interesting.
Like, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, most definitely. 100% all for that. Yeah, it's interesting. And I'm really looking forward to all this infrastructure coming in, because often it's not the sexy stuff. All that core protocol work, a lot of quite time consuming and everything like that, but it doesn't sort of necessarily be the front facing sort of marketable sort of stuff, but it improves, greatly improves the user experience interacting with the blockchain and dApps and everything else on that level as well.
Yeah, it kind of just builds on this idea of decentralization, right? I've said for a while, the simplest way I know how to explain that is it's collective localization. And, you know, being able to have an indexer on top of the node is localizing power to people that are running full nodes and making it optional by the look of, you know, how to activate it. But still, that's a powerful tool to put in the tool chest. So I hope that people explore, play with it, and I hope some developers hop on and make use of it.
Yeah, most definitely. All right, mate, it's been a pleasure chatting once again. It's always a pleasure bringing this weekly developer update to all the viewers. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in.
Yeah, have a good one, everybody.
Take care.